We will now resume our board meeting. This meeting is being recorded. Today is February 12th, and it is 6 o'clock p.m. Board members in attendance today are Dean Rowley, Lisa Rowley, myself, Christine Riley, Rich Inge, Shannon Acor, and Scott Todd. Board member Randy Booth is excused from this meeting. Seated up front with the board are Superintendent Rick Nelson, Business Administrator Tracy Olson, and Reed Park, Legal Counsel. Also present are members of the district administrative staff. First of all, we will have Ruby Roth, a student at Mount Eagle Junior High, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please stand. Please repeat the Pledge of Allegiance with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated.
Thank you, Ruby. We appreciate that. All right. First of all, we will have our approval of our board agenda. Mr. Roy.
Okay. In our work session, we had the opportunity to review our board, the agenda for our board meeting. Does anyone else have any other questions? We're going to have a closed session tonight for personnel only, so saying that, I will make a motion to approve the board agenda.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Seconded by Mr. Card. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The voting is unanimous. Thank you. Next, we have our approval of our consent agenda. This is A4.
Thank you. Every month on our agenda, we have just the same set of items that occur every month that we get to review and make sure that we're aware of. And just a few of these are a financial report, the different claims that we have, the different charges that have been made. We are made aware of new employees and those that are leaving us. So with that, a little bit of an explanation, I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Seconded by Mr. Ainge. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The voting is unanimous. All right, the next thing on our agenda is the recognition of serving scholars. And I'll turn the time over to Mrs. Anderson.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure as a secondary director to have an opportunity to recognize those serving scholars that we have each year. Each high school selects serving scholars based on their academic performance, their leadership abilities, and their citizenship and service. And they go to great efforts to make beautiful portfolios. I reviewed many of those over the years, and I know how much work and dedication it takes to just create that. So thank you for being amazing students, and thank you, parents, for raising amazing children. What we will do tonight is we recognize you in your various Sterling Scholar curricular areas. Mrs. Hickey will read your names, and then we'll have you come up and shake hands with the board, going across up here and then coming down. And over here we have a certificate for you on this table. They should be alphabetized. We'd like you to pick up that certificate and then walk over this way as far as you can. There are a lot of you. And then we'd like to get a picture after everyone has had that opportunity to pick up their certificate. We also recognize that students of this caliber are very busy, so don't be surprised if their names read tonight and no one comes forward. We know they're up to good things and would love to have been here.
We know we have a couple of events going on at schools tonight as well. Okay, so we're going to do it by school. So our first school is Maple Mountain High. As soon as I say your name, just come right on up. Eldon Van Orm, Business and Marketing. Miguel Mendoza, Computer Technology. Sadie Barney, Dance. Catherine Mulligan, English. Isabel Hirsch, Family and Consumer Science. Nia Bateman, Instrumental Music. Trevor Larson, Mathematics. Bryson Evans, Science. Brianna Harding, Skills and Technical Science Education. Brooklyn Murray, Social Science. Cassidy Christensen, Speech, Theater, Arts. Michael Funk, Visual Arts. Daniel Graham, Vocal Performance. And Abby Garrett, World Languages. Next, we have Payson High. David Ch- Charles, Business and Marketing. Carter Buren, Computer Technology. Trevin Stevenson, Dance. Haley Wilkinson, English. Danielle Wilkinson, Family and Consumer Science. Madison Drager, Instrumental Music. Marika Rowley, Mathematics. McKenna Watson, Science. Savannah Higley, Field and Technical Science Education. Caleb Morgan, Social Science. Adriana Burchett, Speech, Theater, and Arts. Myra Vincent, Visual Arts. Devin Olson, Vocal Performance. And Kyria Merritt, World Languages, Payson High School. Next, we have Salem Hillside. We've got Zach Hunter, Business and Marketing. Emily Birch, Computer Technology. Brianna Bartholomew, Dance. Claire Ride, English. Audrey Millett, Family and Consumer Science. Adam Marsden, Instrumental Music. Bryn Riley, Mathematics. Zane Zobel, Science. Christina Rose, Field and Technical Science Education. Sydney Ward, Social Science. Annalise Eddington, Speech, Theater, and Arts. Bree Jensen, Visual Arts. Avery Peterson, Vocal Performance. And Shaley Berger, World Languages, Salem Hills High. Spanish Fork High, Dallin Pepper, Business and Marketing. Brianna Snyder, Computer Technology. Lauren Effington, Dance. Kiera Euler, English. Emily Monroe, Family and Consumer Science. Ryan Whitaker, Instrumental Music. Bryce Marshall, Mathematics. Max Colton, Science. Caitlin Beckstead, Skills and Technical Science. Kate Bennett, Speech, Theater, and Arts. Mackenzie Wadding, Visual Arts. Mallory Bingham, Vocal Performance. Bradley Dixon, World Languages, Spanish Fork High. Watson, Computer Technology. Paige Jensen, Dance. Kimberly Baker, English. Grace Spence, Family and Consumer Science. Rebecca Holliday, Instrumental Music. Timothy Harlow, Mathematics. Zachary DeRosa, Science. Maxwell Davis, Skills and Technical Science Education. Sakia Grove, Social Science. Benson Bird, Speech, Theater, and Arts. Emily Schlitz, I'm hoping I'm saying that right, Visual Arts. Isabella Hickson, Vocal Performance. And Bailey Murray, World Languages. These are your Sterling Scholars for UW.
Thank you. great thing. We really celebrate all these amazing students we have in our high schools. Thank you for being here with us tonight. The next item on our agenda is Mount Eagle Junior High School. Mr. Ryan McGuire, we will turn this one over to you.
I want to wait a minute. Well, thank you, school board. And while everyone's falling out, we'll maybe have our choir file in, if that's okay. So, Mr. Sung's doing that. That way we'll set everybody moving at once. And it is fun to see so many former students and people that we know and doing so many great things when they move on from junior high to high school and all the great work that's happening in our district. I know that's a lot of work with a lot of people and parents and students, so well done. We know a lot of those wonderful young people. As our students are coming in, first of all, just wanted to thank the board and Ms. Anderson and Superintendent Nielsen for the opportunity we have to come over and brag a little bit about Mount Nebo Junior High. It is an awesome place. And we brought over tonight our chamber choir. And we'll just do a couple things. We're going to have our chamber choir sing a couple numbers. And I'm going to let Mr. Summons, our choir director, introduce those numbers. And then we'll have our community council vice chair, Mrs. Kelsey Gardner, speak to us for just a second about our trust science class and things that are happening at the school. She is affectionately known as Mrs. Olive Garden. We'll let her tell you why that is. But we sure appreciate her and all her work. She's also a school nurse for Nebo School District and is at many of our local elementary schools and a great service to our school. So, and then I'll just spend just a brief couple of closing comments, if that's okay. So, Mr. Sean, if you want to introduce those now.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here tonight. We're very excited. We're going to start with a song called Singa Bahambayo. It's in Swahili. It's upbeat, and you should feel free to get up and dance if you're so inclined. And then we're going to go with a song that is often thought of as an early hymn. It's actually written by Antonin Dvorak, who decided that the next step in American composing would be for us to take some of the African rhythms and add them to our into our Christian hymns, and so it is a beautiful rendition of Going Home. And we're circling. We like circles. Oh, wait. I forgot. I got one thing I want. This is Mrs. Lisa Flinders. She is our accompanist, and she follows everywhere and makes it sound better.
Hallelujah, 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 Thank you so much. We really appreciated that.
Hi, so I'm Kelsey Gardner, or Mrs. Olive Garden now this week. I was telling them at our community council meeting on Monday that I had a student at Wilson Elementary yell down the hall, "Mrs. Olive Garden, Mrs. Olive Garden," and I was like, "Mrs. Gardner?" So now I guess I have a nickname. I never really understood how my coworkers got those nicknames, but now I know. So anyway, it's my privilege to be the vice chair of the school community council at Mount Nebo this year, and I've really enjoyed that side of the coin. I've never been on this is my second year, but prior to that, I've never been on a community council before, so I found that experience very interesting. So first, I just wanted to say thank you for the funding that we've been receiving for the upgrades we've been getting at Mount Nebo. They've been really amazing. Like, the new parent drop-off was my favorite thing. It's made the drop-off a lot safer and a lot faster for us to pick up and drop off our children, which is always, safety is always a big thing. There's lots of things happening. I made a list. Let's see. Taking the carpet off of the walls has made it seem much brighter and newer in the building. They've been fixing and painting doors. There's new LED lighting in the library. It looks like a completely different place. So it's been really great. All new lunchroom tables. And I know that there's lots of things still in the works. So those have been amazing, and it makes this school a really nice place to be. It's kind of fun for me. I actually was in the first class of students to go there as a sixth grader when it was available the first time. So, so thank you for that. We appreciate it. So one of our major goals of Community Council has been funding the Success Center for the students, which is to help them, the students who are failing or who have deficient grades, kind of make up that work and give them an opportunity to have some help to make up those grades. I really like that goal. I have a son, and he's here, so I don't want to embarrass him. I actually have two kids that go around me. he has some ADHD and some learning disabilities, and so school's just always been a hard thing for him. And he works really hard, puts a lot of effort, but it does get overwhelming sometimes. But this year, after starting the Success program and getting it running, he doesn't have any deficient grades at all this year, at all. So I'm good. We got him down to maybe one deficient grade, but we've never had zero, and definitely not for a whole year. So we're really excited about that. And something that I liked is he told me that he was at Success Center, and I asked him about that. And I'm like, "Oh, did they send you because you had a failing grade?" He goes, "No, I sent myself. I just wanted to get some stuff done." And so I thought that was amazing. And I just feel like sometimes when students are a little bit behind or they just need a little extra help, if we can give them just even one success, then the success builds on each other, and then it just helps them feel more successful. So, it used to be that he told me he didn't want to go to high school and he just wanted to drop out and not do school because it was so hard. So to have him doing that and volunteering, he's gone on two different college campus tours. He's really excited about going to college and trying to decide his degree. He wants to be an engineer of some kind now. So it's just been a really awesome thing for us. I just want to talk about some data related to that that we were talking about in our meeting on Monday. So in term one, we had an 84% reduction in F grades compared to term one of last year. And in term two, there was an 81% reduction in F grades compared to previous year. So that's big numbers. And I think it represents a lot of the teachers and staff commitment to helping these kids have some success and see that build on each other. We talked about some tardies. There's a new tardy program we implemented at the school this year, and there's a 60% reduction in tardies from term one to term two, which is very awesome. My kids, when I asked about it, my daughter told me that she liked that she can go to class faster, and actually a lot of students have told me they feel safer in school, which is something I never considered, but they enjoy, I don't know if enjoy is the right word, but they like the new tardy program, being able to get to class, and obviously more instruction time in the classroom is always a good thing. My daughter is also on Hope Squad, so she's enjoyed a lot of opportunities, getting to have a lot of training and leadership opportunities, and she says she feels like when the students get together to have those leadership opportunities, then they get to have a better experience in school, and it just creates a better atmosphere in the building, and I can see that the kids are trying to help each other and be good examples, and I tell you what, I learn more from kids every day than I ever teach them, so... I really enjoy the opportunity. I'm really sad. I was telling Mr. McGuire because our boundary area will be Value after this year, so I'm very sad to be leaving Mount Eagle, but at least I still get to work there, so that'll be okay. Thank you.
Good really, again, just appreciate Mrs. Gardner. It's Mount Eagle, there's a lot of great things happening, and as a board may remember or not, this is my first year there after being over in Springville and a few other stops in my administrative career. And going there, you know, is kind of the guys that we need to get ready to open the middle school and be that guinea pig. And so as I went into that thinking of what challenges may lie ahead, I really thought about the logistics and the new schedules and the advertisement and the new boundaries and all those things which are hard and difficult and good work to be doing. But I think the thing I found most difficult is just the fact of the realization we're going to lose 1,100 or lose 800 and something kids. They're awesome. And that's the part I think is going to be the hardest for me. Is although those other things are difficult, we're having fun and planning all these different things with our teams moving forward to have a great middle school experience. We're going to miss all these kids moving out because they built such a great culture there. They do so many amazing things. So again, students, thank you for all the great effort. And many of these students that are here tonight are leaders in our school. They're on student council, Hope Squad was mentioned, and so many other things. So I'll give you a big hand and just thank you for all the great work you do. They wanted to stay for just a minute because we are having a Peak Award winner tonight as well. And Mr. Rowley, and I know I'm not supposed to say much about him, but he's awesome. So they want to stay and thank him as well for his service. So let's give them a big hand and thanks for your time this evening.
Thank you very much for being here with us tonight, Mount Eagle Junior High. That was an awesome performance, and we appreciate hearing the good things at your school. Next on our agenda, we'll move to the Peak Award recognitions, and I'll turn the time over to Mrs. Hiskey.
Thank you, Board President. This is kind of an exciting time because it's when we get to recognize those individuals that go above and beyond, and PEAK stands for Positive Energy and Kindness, and it's an award that the Nebo School Board of Education, as well as the superintendent staff, came up with to recognize some of our outstanding employees. The way we'll do this, we'd love to have the superintendent and board president come down. We've got a few gifts to give you as you come up. We have a gift card that you'll get tonight, as well as a crystal award. And then your name will go in a chance to win a Disney trip at, next August. So that's kind of exciting. We're going to have assistant superintendent Mr. Wilson help. Once I announce the winner's name, if you'll come forward and you'll stand up here, and we'll read just a little short paragraph about you, and then the surprise is we're going to announce the person who did the nomination. And then you'll come forward, we'll take a photo. Once we're done with that, we're going to have you come and sit here up close because Assistant Superintendent Wilson is going to have the nominators sign a certificate. Once we're all done, then you're going to come around and shake the hands of all the board members. And then we'll go out and take one last photo of everyone. It really goes quickly, but it's just an exciting time to recognize some of these amazing people. And we couldn't do it without our nominators, so thank you, thank you. First one tonight, Danny Lundell, social worker, Spanish Fork High. Short paragraph, but on the website tomorrow, it'll have everybody's input. Here we go. Danny's motivation is always to help students. He is a knowledgeable resource. We think he knows everything. And has facilitated collaboration and consistency amongst all of the counseling departments in the district. All of the counseling teams had a 6-year program review this year. Danny assisted all schools and was such a valuable resource as we prepared our documentation to present. He took time with any school that wanted some extra help, which led to successful and positive reviews. By being such a great support and resource to all the counselors, Danny created a positive impact for so many students in our district. And your nominators are, and they'll come forward, Melissa Nelson, Sharla Barber, Shannon Hills, and Leslie Swenson.
I'll stand in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you get right in the middle of all these ladies.
Not all of
you
do.
Okay. On three, one, two, three. Mr. Wilson will grab
it. Go find Scott. Just follow.
Our next PEAK Award winner, Stacy Holmes, Secretary at Apple Valley Elementary. Stacy wears a smile on her face every single day. She is kind, patient, and does all she can to help everyone else's day run smoothly. She jumps in and does what is necessary, sometimes doing other duties, to help all students learn at high levels. We appreciate everything she does. And your nominator is Monica Varelio. Did I say that right? Our next PEAK Award winner, Rhett Rowley, Assistant Principal of Mount Eagle Junior.
Teacher at Sage Creek Elementary.
He has a love and a flair for drama. He's personally involved in several citywide productions in the summers and throughout the school year. With his knowledge and connections, BJ's created an absolutely amazing play and ensures that multiple students get lead roles, such as Minnie Alice's in Alice in Wonderland, or multiple Peter Pan's in Wendy's for Peter Pan. Every student who desires to participate gets a part. Parents are truly amazed at his talent and ability. The school play is one of the highlights of our year. Mr. Wright is a gift to the Sage Creek community. And your nominator is Allison Hansen. She even waited to leave so she could
My pleasure.
That's great.
And the next Peak Award winner is Sandy Catherine. Sandy is absolutely amazing. She's a dedicated educator who puts the needs of students at the top of everything that she does. She's willing to do anything that's asked of her, and even when it doesn't fall within the scope of counselors. Our students know that she cares for them, and many know that they have a true friend and advocate in Mrs. Caceres. She's developed a wonderful relationship with our Hispanic population, and our students and parents come directly to knowing that she will help them in their situation or answer their questions. You had a couple of nominators, and they are Mike Sorensen and Brenda Burr.
By
school meeting right now. The next item on our agenda is a public opportunity to address the board, but we do not have anyone signed up, so we will move forward from there. The next is items for board discussion, and the first one is policy JN student fees, and we'll turn it over to.
We've already got those.
So we don't need to go through. Okay. Well, unfortunately for you, I'll be not being listed, we talked about it, so we're going to go to items for board discussion. The first one is approval of proposed boundary changes. Mrs. Rowley.
These are some changes that we've been talking about and working with for the last several months with Mr. Wilson. And so we are going to have any questions or go ahead and make this resolution.
Okay, before you do, can I just say, boundary changes used to be this huge hoo-ha, and Scott, you've got this down to a pretty good system, and we do appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
It was fairly uneventful.
I can't guarantee the future, though.
Well, let's maybe we have a good thing going.
Okay. I make a motion to adopt the following board resolution. Resolve that after due consideration, the Board of Education of Eagle School District hereby approves the school boundary changes referenced in the Payson Area Elementary Boundary Map, Salem Area Elementary Boundary Map, and Spanish Fork Area Elementary Boundary Map as presented by Assistant Superintendent Scott Wilson and attached hereto, which adjusts and establishes the boundaries for the following schools in the Spanish Fork, Salem, and Payson, Utah area beginning the 2020-2021 school year. And we've had those maps here for various meetings. So for these schools, Canyon Elementary School, Foothills Elementary, Larson Elementary, Maple Ridge Elementary, Mount Loper Elementary, Park Elementary, Park View Elementary, Reese Elementary, Riverview Elementary, Spanish Oaks Elementary, Spring Lake Elementary, and Taylor Elementary. Further resolved that after due consideration, the Board of Education and Eagle School District hereby approves the school boundary changes referenced in the secondary boundaries for Payson and Salem map as presented by Assistant Superintendent Scott Wilson and attached hereto, which adjusts and establishes the same school boundary for Mount Eagle Middle School, Payson Junior High School, and Payson High School, and adjusts and establishes the same school boundary for Valley View Middle School, Salem Junior High School, and Salem Hills High School, beginning the 2021 school year. Resolved further that fourth and fifth grade students who are currently enrolled during this 2019-2020 school year and who are personally affected by these new boundary changes have the option to remain enrolled at their current elementary school during the 2021 school year. And then we're invited to see attached maps for each of these areas, which we have the opportunity to do. So I make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Mrs. Rowley. We have a second. Second by Mrs. Acor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the board has unanimous. Thank you. All right, the next one is consideration of property purchase in Spanish Fork. Mr. Carter.
Thank you. This is the property that we discussed earlier, the seminary building and land associated with Spanish Fork High School. So I make a motion to adopt the board resolution approving the purchase and sale agreement between Eagle School District as purchaser and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as seller for the acquisition of approximately 0.88 acre of land located in Spanish Fork, Utah. I'll skip the tax serial number. For the purchase price of $1,635,000.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Card. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Rowley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The voting is unanimous. Thank you. Next is the consideration of policy GCA LEA specific licensing. Mr. Page.
Okay, the State Board of Education has created a new educator license, local education agency, or LEA specific educator licenses. With a new type of license, we need a new policy to address that license. This policy goes through, talks about the application process,
the requirements for this license, training and support, license and endorsement areas for this type of license, our inter-district mentoring program. This license is, these LEA licenses are good and valid only for the school district that they are approved for. The process is the application is made to the State Board of Education, and they are the ones that approve that license. And if there are no questions or comments, I will make a motion to approve. We've got to get back to the title. Policy GCA, Local Education Agency Specific Educator Licenses.
Thank you. That motion made by Mr. Ames. Do I have a second? Seconded by Mrs. Rowley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That voting is unanimous. Thank you.
Can I close?
Yes.
How many of you are that are here are university students in education programs? I kind of suspected that since I know Shauna really well, but didn't know most of the rest of you. This has implication for you, so I don't know if you've been learning about that or not. That it used to be when you came out of the university and were hired by a school district, you had what was called a level one license that was good for 3 to 5 years. Now, everybody that graduates from university graduates with a professional license. If they graduate from an accredited university and in an education program, that's maybe the important clarification there. So, anyway, I just found it unique that I presumed we probably had a whole bunch of UVU folks sitting here, and we were happy to approve that today. So good to have you with us. Thanks. We like playing to a crowd. We had a big one earlier. This tends to be our pattern, so we're familiar with this. So.
And we do know you wouldn't be here if you didn't have to.
That's okay.
All right. The next item is a consideration of interlocal agreement with Spanish Fork City regarding site improvements at Spanish Fork Junior High. This is A-Corp.
Thank you. We just really appreciate the cooperation we have with a lot of the cities and the interlocal agreements that we have. We heard one of our school community council members mention how much they appreciated some redesigning of their roads to help things be more safe at their school, and we're kind of doing the same thing with Spanish Fork Junior High. So I make the motion to adopt the board resolution approving the interlocal cooperation agreement for the construction management of the parking and street alignment project at Spanish Fork Junior High School between Spanish Fork City and Naples School District for the purpose of redesigning and constructing streets, parking lots, and student pickup and drop-off areas on or near Spanish Fork Junior High School to address traffic congestion and safety concerns for students, parents, and the general public. I make that motion.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion made by Mrs. Aper. Do I have a second? Seconded by Mr. Rowley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The voting is unanimous. Thank you. Next, we have consideration of contract with Spanish Fork City regarding the improvements at Diamond Fork Junior High School. Mr. Rowley.
Okay, thank you. This has to do with the widening of Center Street. If any of you have been by up in that area, you know it's not very wide between Spanish Fork, Diamond Fork Junior High and the house across the street. So this has to do with the widening of Center Street up that way. So I make a motion to adopt the board resolution approving the execution of the contract between Spanish Fork City and Eagle School District, allowing the city to widen Center Street adjacent to Diamond Fork Junior High School and change the access to the school's parking lot. As part of this project, the city agrees to enlarge the Diamond Fork Junior High School parking area for the amount of $250,000, and the district agrees to reimburse the city for said amount. Make that motion.
Okay, thank you. Motion made by Mr. Rowley. Do I have a second? Seconded by Mr. Ames. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That voting is unanimous. Thank you. All right, next we have a consideration of a request for an early retirement incentive plan. Mr. Carter.
Thank you. I think we've had the chance to review this request. Therefore, I simply make a motion to approve the request as outlined by our employee.
A motion has been made by Mr. Card. Do I have a second? Seconded by Mrs. Rowley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The voting is unanimous. Thank you. All right. The next item on the agenda is special business. We have a need to convene a board closed session. Closed session will be closed to the public. Do I have a motion to convene a closed session?
No.
Motion made by Mr. Carr, seconded by Mrs. Acor.
Personnel only, right?
Personnel only. Yes, thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The voting is unanimous. We'll now stand temporarily adjourned at 6:50. Closed session will begin here in the boardroom at 6:55.